Baler, the provincial capital of Aurora. Rugged and breathtaking, it's the perfect backdrop for the mini countryman. The countryman has the distinct looks of mini. Up front, you will notice that its side mirrors, headlamps, and other parts are reminiscent of its other mini brothers. At the back, the design is simple, which is accentuated by its screaming nameplate, dual exhaust pipes, and rear cluster light set. The interior sports the usual retro feel and style, dominated by a massive speedometer at the center of the dash. At night, it brightly glows in orange. There's also a digital speed readout, which is straight ahead of the driver. In the middle of the speedometer is the infotainment system that lets you play music, connect your phone via Bluetooth, and adjust some of the vehicle settings. A cool feature of the Countryman is its sun visor. It comes with a built-in lamp, which is extremely handy at night. The trunk can hold different luggage sizes, while a hidden compartment is there for other valuables. The vehicle's engine delivered decent power, while the 6-speed automatic transmission shifts smoothly. The Countryman S also comes with paddle shifters, which allowed us to overtake slower cars with good measure. Moreover, it comes with cruise control and speed alert, which allowed us to drive through the expressways without worrying about going over the limit. In rural areas, the combination of winding, uphill, and downhill roads was relatively easy for the Countryman S. Its precise steering, minimum body roll, and sufficient torque gave us confidence when tackling tight turns. From the exterior, interior, and performance, the Countryman embodies Mini's retro, fun, and modern DNA.